Mark Denkert is joining us in the studios this morning. He is running for a second district alderperson's position on the Ripon Common Council. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
It's nice to have a race.
Yes, it is. the only contested seat this year. So,
well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Mark Denkert. As you said, I'm running for second district. And I'm really just interested in running to be a voice for my neighbors in the second district. I think there are a lot of great ideas in the neighborhoods, and I'd like to hear those and bring those to the council and be able to kind of make some small but valuable changes. I also think that the city is doing some really great work right now, and I'd like to support that and kind of move that forward as well.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I work IT at Accurate Controls in town. It's a position I think that has a lot of mirrors for a council person. I'm helping my coworkers every day. I'm tackling challenges. I have to listen to feedback. And I'd like to bring that to the position if I'm elected. And I'd really hope that anyone that votes for me or anyone that's hearing me speaking right now would feel comfortable coming to me with any issues, but especially any positive things that they hear or see in the city, because I think that's something that we could focus on a little bit more.
No, we were kind of prepping a little. You said that you think there are a lot of good ideas out there. You just have to have the right connections to get them going in the right direction.
Yeah. I personally have an idea or have something I'd like to see where the city, with the new communications position that they posted, is really working on getting engagement with the community and getting some ways of our citizens to be able to directly talk to the city as an organization, but then also ways for the city to talk directly back to the citizens. So that's great for that. But I also think that a lot of our citizens maybe are nervous to be involved or don't know how to or where to turn if they have an issue or they have a question or concern. And I'd really just like to tell them, yeah, talk to your alderperson. If I'm elected, I'll be available. You can send me an email, call and leave me a message, write me a letter. But I definitely want to be that person that they can come and talk to.
All right. I'm going to ask you about infrastructure. Mm-hmm. We're talking roads and highways.
Mm-hmm.
But also let's talk about the electronic infrastructure or digital infrastructure.
Yeah, sure. Being in IT, I deal with a lot of digital infrastructure, of course. My day job, we had an issue this year where the internet went out, and I think it affected basically everyone in town, including our businesses downtown, who I think had interruptions in being able to accept payments right over a lunch hour, you know, which is terrible. And then we had about 7 years back, I think it was, we had another interruption. And things like that certainly are hard for the city to specifically maybe say push through or hard for the city to have direct action on. But I certainly think it's something that our community is maybe a little bit underserved in the access to some of the digital infrastructure. And I think the city also may do a better job of utilizing that infrastructure, things like Facebook, Twitter, their own website, the own city website, to make sure that our citizens are engaged and have the ability to talk, but also to make sure that we have growth opportunities there as well.
Okay. Are you originally from Ripon?
I'm not originally from Ripon. I moved here the beginning of sixth grade, but my grandparents, my mom's side of the family, is from here, so I like to say that I've been coming to Ripon since before I was born.
Okay. I guess what I'm getting at is trying to get your views on housing development. That's a big issue before the city right now, especially with workforce housing development.
Yeah, that certainly is a large issue, not only within the city of Ripon, but across the state, across the nation. I'm a firm believer in the position that the city has is a great one, and our council has been doing a great job, and I think we can continue to do a great job of finding small things to try and seeing if they work. You know, give it a year, give it maybe 2 years. It's certainly not an issue that any single person or any single organization are going to be able to snap their fingers and have large changes immediately. But what we can do is make sure that we're taking small steps, make sure that we're continuing to move forward, especially for anyone that is just moving into the housing market or anyone that is just starting a family or younger people that are looking to move out. But the flip side of that is there's also a good need there for older people that might want to move their parents in with them. Or, you know, if you are a younger person and you want to stay living with your parents, are there options, you know, is there housing available that accommodates all of the needs across the board and not just the typical, you know, one house, one plot that we've seen developed? It works really well, but it also has other issues that we see that happen with it.
What do you think of the affordability?
Affordability is huge. Personally, I was very, very lucky in that I was able to buy my house a few years back when they were reasonable. And even then, it's still, you know, it's a decent house is a large investment. So I don't think that buying houses or saying that that is the ultimate goal is that everyone can buy a house is necessarily what the end goal should be. I think apartments, affordable apartments, multi-unit housing, those are all good and those are good things and also more affordable things that we can look at because when a person is spending, you know, 50% or 60% or 70% of their take-home pay on just their housing, that makes it very hard for them, you know, to have a life that's fulfilling and have, you know, engagement. And that just, it's a problem that we're facing across the whole country, but especially here in Ripon as we're trying to grow our local businesses as well.
What do you think about the, trying to look for the right word here, reforming, revitalizing of the Community Development Authority?
The Community Development Authority, I didn't really know anything about it or hear anything about it until it was brought up at the council meeting a little while back. But I think that, again, I talk a lot about communication and channels of communication, and I think that really is the ultimate goal, and that what they're able to do is they're given the authority to try some of those smaller steps, to talk directly to business owners and citizens in the community and say, hey, what are things that are preventing you from doing X, Y, or Z? Is this something that needs to be brought back up to the council for a vote? Is this something that we maybe need to look at changing ordinances for? Or is this something where there's already a resource, but you just, you know, the citizen or the business didn't know that that resource existed? I think that happens quite a lot where either at the city level or the county level or the state level, there are resources available, and it's just very difficult to go and find that help that you might need.
Yeah, typically in a smaller community, someone like the city administrator, who wears a lot of different hats, finds that they're the one that are dealing with economic development.
Yes, yep.
And I think what the city is trying to do is find a vehicle that they can use for economic development that's not just another hat for the city administrator.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely true. Mr. Zontag, our city administrator, Adam, he's doing a great job. And I know, you know, in the meetings and hearing him speak about things, I can just tell how many different projects and topics he's involved in and looking at. And by proxy, then, that means that's what the city is looking at and is interested in. But there's only so much authority that he has. There's only so much bandwidth and capability that he has. And so I totally agree that by kind of taking that and letting someone else, letting a group of other people look at it and have the authority to move and act on it, you can really kind of cut through some of the bureaucracy maybe in that you're not relying on just one person to take it and then bring it to the council and then vote on it and plan it, you know, before it gets voted on, it has to be vetted and planned. And by having the city kind of let that authority go to another council or another group, I think we definitely can leverage that moving forward for some changes.
Mark, why should people vote for you in the second district?
I would hope that people would vote for me because they feel that I am there to listen for them. That is one of my primary goals. I also am just wanting to give back to the community. Like I said, I graduated Ripon High School. I lived in Oshkosh for a little while, but I came back. I live in town now. And I just want to give back to a city that I've really grown up in. I've really grown to love. As a young person, I think you often hear, oh, there's nothing going on. It's really boring here. I'm going to go move, you know, to Madison or Milwaukee or you know, move out of state. But I think there's a lot of opportunities here. And I think many people my age, younger people, people starting family, or people that are kind of retiring or slowing down or looking to live in a community that's welcoming and nice and, you know, great neighbors, great neighborhoods. I want to support that. I want to continue that. I think we're on a great track, and it's going to be a long time before a lot of our challenges are tackled, like housing. Some of the economic development is always going to be a challenge. It's just an ongoing. But I want to be a part of that. I want to take my time and give back to the city and the community that I've been living in and I like so much.
Mark, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks to 93.1 for having me here in the studio. And have a great day. Thank you.
That is Mark Denkert, who is one of two candidates running for the second district aldermanic position on the Ripon Common Council on April 2nd.